Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we're going to be joined by Minnesota racing legend Blackie Wangerin. We'll also hear from Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and our old friend Speed from Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
The difference between a Hitchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hitchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hitchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hitchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hitchman, why settle for anything less?
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2433.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies.
Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card when you buy oil, air, and cabin air filters. Because let's be honest, you probably don't remember the last time you changed them. So buy all three filters at your local Napa and get $20 back. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Limit two prepaid cards per household while supplies last. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuel, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Minnesota racing legend Blackie Wangerin. And Blackie, you still have your very first car that you raced, which was a 1940 Buick Coupe.
Yes, I do. We're starting to restore it, but it's a little slow.
Did you keep that car the whole time, or did you have to find it again?
No, we took it up to the farmer and put it in the woods. And then Skip went up there and cut the trees out or brought her down here. And then it's been all over the place down here. But no, I've always had it.
You raced that car at Raceway Park.
The first year asphalt.
Do you remember what year that Raceway Park first got asphalt?
I think it was 1958 in that area. That's a long time ago.
Those lightweight coupes with those big motors were really a lethal combination back then. Watching some old 8mm film of those coupes race, they were really fast, lightweight, and a big motor.
Oh, yes, they run pretty good. They didn't spin out like they do nowadays.
How did you get those cars to handle with all that weight up front and the big motor?
We don't know. Luck. I'd go out in the middle of the week and test when nobody was around to try to figure it out because nobody is going to help you.
You did do a little bit of dirt track racing before you went strictly to asphalt, correct?
Yes, I did.
What were some of the tracks that you went to here in Minnesota?
Well, I ran the state fair for 16 years. I ran the state fair when it was dirt, and then when it was asphalt. And I run Madison, Minnesota, Fairmont, Jackson, Minnesota, IMCA, I ran a few. And then Hibbing, Minnesota, Proctor, Minnesota, and some of the tracks around for IMCA, yes, on dirt.
You also had an exciting night at Cresco Speedway down in Cresco, Iowa, for the fair race down there.
Yeah, we was a little bit late and broke the motor in the hauler. So just past Rochester, we had to unload the race car, hook her on the front, and running and going to Iowa. Then a guy, highway patrolman, stops us. We're trying to get to the county fair in Cresco so I can make the feature. Otherwise, I ain't got enough money to get home. He says, "Follow me." And he led us all the way right into the racetrack. It was great. We've never, ever had trouble with any highway patrolman in any of the states we run in.
You said trying to keep up with him pulling the trailer with the truck on it behind the race car was a little squirrely.
Was real squirrely. He was kind of fast.
What attracted you to asphalt racing over dirt track racing?
When you go asphalt racing, you ain't got as much work on your car after the race. When you go dirt track, you got a wash on it for 3 days. When you go asphalt, it's clean. So we run asphalt.
And that saved you time because you were very busy with your business.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we switched to asphalt.
When did you first hear about the Daytona 500? Was that when they were starting to build the track? Because I read some of those articles in Hot Rod when they were first starting to build the track, and it looked like an amazing place. I can't imagine being a young man back then looking at those articles thinking, I want to race there someday.
You know, back when they was building that, that was the furthest from our minds as you could get to ever try to run there. There's no way a guy from Minnesota could run down there when I started racing. But finally, we got there.
What was a cross-country trip like back then? Because you didn't have the nice four-lane freeways that you do nowadays. You just jump on and hit the cruise control. Making a trek from Minnesota all the way down to Daytona was an ordeal.
Yeah, and there were no rest areas either. You'd have 3-4 guys, and we'd just keep changing off driving until everybody did. By the time you got to the track, you were also dead tired. You couldn't work on nothing anyway. But we made it.
Did you always have a desire to race, or how did that come about that you wanted to be a race driver?
Well, when I was young, I was kind of speedy on the highway. I kept getting picked up. So I figured, well, why speed on the highway? So I went out and bought a race car, that 40 Buick. I figured, boy, that's the only way to go. You ain't got time to do nothing else with a race car.
You were telling me off the air that in your business, you were doing dirt work, working 12 to 16-hour days every single day, 7 days a week, and going to the races. That was your enjoyment. That was your time off.
Yeah, that was like going to a show or something relaxing. Never, ever had a paid employee on my race car. We all volunteered, and away we'd go. And we had fun at it. Of course, they all ate steaks on me, but then that was part of the bonus.
And you've become lifelong friends because of that.
Yes, we did. A lot of them are still around. Sure did.
Was the Permatex car the very first car you raced at Daytona?
I ran ARCA and Permatex that same weekend. Yes.
And what was that series like back then? There was the Grand National Stock Cars, correct? And then the ARCA?
Yes, ARCA was the lower class of people. And then you had the one in between. The Permatex race.
Blackie, you even had the Oak Ridge boys involved in the car at one time.
Yeah, I was pretty close to them for a while there, yes. I went a lot of their concerts and stuff, Las Vegas and all over when they show up. I got in free.
So how did you get hooked up with the Oak Ridge boys? Because back then, they were big-time stars.
I don't know, somehow I was doing some work for the Minnesota Vikings. the practice field that they bought in Egan and run into them. They come to a game, and somehow I got involved with them, and they sang the national anthem at this game, and I knowed Max Winters, who owned the Vikings at that time, and got involved with them like that, just through friendliness and stuff like that.
You had some amazing racing experiences. One of them we were talking about is when you broke a rod at Talladega and you actually rebuilt the engine in the hotel room.
Yeah, we built it there. We put 20 gallons of gas in the bathtub, and the women washed the parts up, and we overhauled the motor on the front living room, put her back in the trunk, went to the race, and finished 10th.
That's a great story, but I can imagine when the cleaning lady came in the next day, she probably wasn't real thrilled.
Boy, we never heard nothing.
In 1981, the wind was a huge factor at the Daytona 500, causing a crash. What do you remember about that 1981 race?
Not really that much. The race that I really remember at Daytona is 1979, when Donnie Allison and Cale Yarborough got into it. I was the car right behind them, and I'm not in the film because I wouldn't sign the release free. So I watched that all down the back chute. Quite interesting.
That is one of the most famous scenes in NASCAR racing, when they get down in the infield and they're duking it out. And that really put NASCAR racing on the national radar. And you got a great seat following behind.
God, I had to let up because they were from the wall to the inside to dang near in the pond, back across. They were all over the place down that back chute. But I had a ringside seat. I mean, it was amazing.
There is an interview from the 1981 Daytona 500 with you and Ned Jarrett. I'm sure you got to meet a lot of incredible people, because when I look at all that old film footage, the retired drivers that were there down in the pit area, the track announcers, you look at Chris Economaki, Ned Jarrett, you got to rub shoulders with a lot of incredible people. Who were some of your favorites when you went down there?
Well, Ned Jarrett always treated me real nice because he had just quit racing. So he'd always come over and interview me and stuff. And Chris Economaki, he used to be up here at the Minnesota State Fair and everything when we were running the local tracks. He'd show up at some time. Chris Economy owned Speed Sport magazine, I believe, back then. So we got to know him a little bit. Well, once you meet them guys, then they remember you, and it was kind of fun.
What was your favorite race you were involved in down at Daytona? Do you remember somebody that you were good friends with winning down there, or something happened that you really remember?
Well, I won the consolation race in 1983 down there. I broke a transmission shaft. I had a pretty fast car that year. And then I run the consolation race, and I won that. That's a great memory for me.
You purchased the famous red and white Holman Moody NASCAR hauler. That rig was massive, and Holman Moody, that stuff was state-of-the-art back in that day.
Yes, that's the only tandem axle race car hauler ever built, and it was built by Ford Motor Company, and I bought it at the Holman and Moody auction sale over the telephone. I was up here on the telephone buying that thing down, and I didn't know what I was getting, but I got it.
So you bought that thing sight unseen?
That's right.
That's some trust in what you're purchasing.
Well, you know it was good. Ford Motor Company owned it. You know it wasn't no piece of junk.
Blackie, you are the only driver to completely exit the Michigan Motor Speedway. Talk about that particular day, what happened, and how you ended up.
Well, I was running pretty good that day. In fact, I was running real good. And the guy from Texas, Bailey is his last name, blew a motor right in front of me going into the corner, and I was within 5 feet of him, and the oil come all over the place. Well, I got in the oil, and my left front wheel hit him, and it put me up in the air, and before I knew it, I was on the outside of the racetrack. Well, when I'm out there, you know, they're in there. When I come to again, anyway, they're in there through my back window, and that fireman there, he says, trying to get the helmet off of me and stuff. He says, give me a push so I don't lose a lap. He says, Blackie, you're on the wrong side of the racetrack. That's, I remember all of that.
Did you have any injuries resulting from that crash?
I broke a collarbone is all, but I flipped more than 10 times. I missed the high line wires. I remember going under the high line wires, but I wasn't under them. I was over the top of them. But I landed in front of the fire truck. I mean, the firemen right outside. So I was lucky, no doubt about it. I was really lucky. And those firemen touched base with me every year for the last 30 years. They just still shake their heads. But it was a lucky deal, but I flew out of the speedway. Yeah, I flew out of her. Took 160 feet of that retaining wall down. All it was a rail. It was no wall, just that aluminum rail around the outside. Boy, you tap that, you take her all out.
You mentioned the Minnesota State Fair. We just recently ended the State Fair here in Minnesota. What are your favorite memories of racing at that track? Because a lot of people fondly remember when it was dirt track up until they paved it and the asphalt years.
Yeah, I ran it both ways. I ran with Ernie Dern, Raymond Scott, the IMCA guys that we always rode it. And I had pretty good luck over there, you know. I wasn't a faster. We just let the factory Dodges go, and then we just sit there and wait till they broke. And when they didn't, when they didn't break, you finished fourth or fifth. When they broke, you finished second or third. Made the good money and went home.
When you first heard the news that they were taking the racetrack out at the Minnesota State Fair, I know the first year after that was the last time I was ever up there. I went up just to take the sky ride over the track and see what they had done, and they had cut the turn off, and I'm like, the track's just sitting there not being used. I'm sure you were upset when you found out that was it at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes, I have not been over there since. You'd run that state fair, you know, we didn't only run one day over there. We were like three or four different days over there. And then afterwards, we'd all get together, go to the beer garden afterwards, and we'd all just kind of get together. It was a get-together place. It was fun back then, not like nowadays. You can't talk to your neighbor now in the pits no more, otherwise they fire you.
During your career, you never raced for points. Racing was a hobby because you loved it, and you never went if you couldn't afford it and thought it might hurt your business.
Well, that's a question mark a little bit. Skip did a little bypassing my wife so we could go. We'd make her somehow when we had her ready to go. We went somehow. We either sold some iron out of the back or something to make sure we could go. She wouldn't give us no money. Out of the business.
You just told her you had an excavating job you were going to and pulled the race car along, right?
Yeah, kind of like that, yes.
Your wife Sharon is still finding pictures and racing history from your career. That's got to be neat when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I've got some stuff, would you like to see it? To go back to those days and see what you've accomplished.
Yes, it's unbelievable. When I was racing and stuff, but right after I kind of got done in the 90s and stuff, I didn't think, you know, that we were just some fly-by-nights down there. So. But all the people, I got a house in Daytona now, but all the people in the wintertime when I go down there now, and it's 20 and 30 years afterwards, that come up to me and said they watched me race. You know how good that makes a person feel?
Blackie, what I've been told is when they announce you during the Legends banquet down at the Daytona 500, they announce you as the last true, independent, unsponsored race driver to ever race the Daytona 500. You funded the whole thing out of your back pocket.
100% right. And we were tight, but we made it. And we didn't hurt our car or anything, so it was on safe. But we made her.
You might have to eat bologna sandwiches for a week, but you had a new set of pistons, right?
Yeah, that came first.
Blackie, one thing I know about you when we attend the IMCA Old Timers meeting, you are a highly respected member of that club, and people really look up to you, and that's got to be appreciated for all the extra hours you put into building a race car. Traveling the United States, you mentioned going down to Texas, Talladega, the Daytona 500. All the hours that you put in over the years are validated.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Back then, I didn't think anything about it, but the older you get, the more people that are around that watched you and everything, and come up to you and admit it now. But when I run Raceway Park, they just boo you after every time. But I always said, well, when they boo me when I'm walking all the way to the bank, I kind of like that. But then years later, the people enjoyed that.
What are the plans with the 40 Buick Coupe? Are you going to get that restored and start displaying it?
Yes. We're a little slow at it, but yes, that's the deal. It's my original car. I got the blessing of my wife to restore it, which she was against. She kind of hated racing in a way, but underneath, she liked it. But it's slow, but it'll get restored.
I think people will wait around for it to get restored, Blackie, being you're 84 years old. You deserve the right to slow down a little bit, right?
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show and tell a bunch of your stories. And you are a true piece of Minnesota racing history. As you said, I think it would have been every boy's dream back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s to make it down to Daytona and get a chance to race at the Daytona 500, right?
Yes. Just to see that track for the first time and stuff, it's just unbelievable, Daytona, Talladega.
You got to be there to see it, right?
Yes, you got to be there to see it. You won't believe it till you go through the tunnel. Unbelievable. It kind of scared us. When I went down there to try to practice, I went out there and I run down the chute a little bit, slam on the brakes and go through the corner, come back in. Went over to David Pearson. I says, David, how do you run this track? He says, Blackie, you're doing pretty good out there, but you don't put the brakes on at this racetrack. You keep your foot in it all the way around. But you better go a few more laps before you try it. Otherwise, you will. You got a spare car? He says, heavens no. Spare car? We're lucky to have a spare tire. So I went out there a few more laps, and he watched me from his hauler. Then David came down and says, okay, Blackie, now try her with your foot to the floor through one corner only. I'll tell you, when I come in, I had my suit was wet. I was sweating so bad. But it could be done, and I got it done. It was unbelievable, unbelievable.
And Blackie, you're an unbelievable guy, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Anytime, anytime. I got all kinds of time nowadays.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind, winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. And Bob, the last big show of the season at Knoxville Raceway, the 16th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals are coming up September 12th, 13th, and 14th, and there is going to be some action on the track.
Clayton, thanks so much for having us on the show, and we are really excited about our Knoxville Dirt Late Model Nationals. The Lucas Oil Late Model Series always brings the top drivers in the country to Knoxville every year, and this being our 16th year, we're looking forward to September 12th, 13th, and 14th, our last three big races of the year here in Knoxville.
And what a great place to watch the race from the second floor of the museum.
You know, our suites are full on the second floor. People are purchasing those tickets, and they're really gearing up for our special events during the Late Model Nationals. We have a large auction on Saturday, September 14th at 12 noon, that has lots of autographed dirt late model drivers, car parts, doors, fenders, spoilers, roofs, hoods, pieces and parts off the race cars, as well as photos, die-cast cars that are autographed, and other sports memorabilia from NFL teams, Major League Baseball teams, National Hockey League teams, and even some country western autographed pieces and from pieces from movie stars that are thrown in just to spice up the auction. And again, that's Saturday the 14th up on our second floor, September 14th at 12 noon. So we look forward to that, and we're working with Dave Argerbright to talk to one of the top drivers in the country. We believe Brandon Shepherd is going to join us on Friday afternoon around 11:30 or 12 to talk with Dave up on our second floor. And those are always great interviews where Dave Argerbright is so gracious to spend an hour, hour and a half with one of the top late model drivers or teams, talk with them, and then let the fans ask some questions afterwards. So it's a lot of fun.
And what's fun about being in the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you never know who's going to stop in there.
You never do. You know, it's not uncommon for Kenny Schrader or several of the other dirt late model drivers to just be wandering through the museums with their crews or their families during the afternoon while they're waiting for race time that evening. And they're so gracious with the fans to take pictures, sign autographs, and talk to race fans as they go through the museum and look at the exhibits. And speaking of the exhibits, we have our A.J. Foyt Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit that will be here. It's the last month. It leaves October 1st. So it will be here all through September for all the Knoxville Dirt Late Model fans to see when they come to Knoxville this year. We've got 9 of A.J. Foyt's race cars, including the GT40 car he won the 24 Hours of Le Mans with, his rookie car, the Roadster from the Indianapolis 500, 1958, his first Indy win Roadster, his fourth Indy win car, a midget sprint car, dirt champ car, another Indy car. It's 9 cars of A.J. Foyt's that we have. These aren't replicas. These are the real race cars he drove. So we're very honored to have A.J. Foyt's race cars with us. And we hope the dirt late model fans will come in and enjoy the exhibit as much as everybody else has this last summer.
Bill has done a great job putting the displays together. And Bob, I'm sure you feel the same way. Just standing next to those famous cars of A.J. Foyt, you can just feel the history.
You know, if you're standing next to one of those A.J. Foyt Indy 500 cars, you can almost feel like you're at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You can read the valve covers that say Foyt on the top of them. You can see the big pavement tires that were raced at Indianapolis, and look at the small cockpit where the driver's legs back in those days were suspended up over the front axles, which weren't the safest things in the world, but man, those cars are fast.
I know it's a little early to even start mentioning this, but if you have a race fan in your life, a gift from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, I don't think there's anything in that entire gift shop that I wouldn't appreciate for a holiday gift?
You know, Clayne, it's interesting that you mention that because we just are in the middle of our run of our members-only die-cast cars for this season, and we have our AJ Foyt Dirt Champ car is our featured car. And, of course, you have to be a member to purchase one of the cars. That's how we increase our membership every year is through the sale of these. But these are shipped from Georgia, and they were just shipped last Friday and this Monday. So all across the country, people started to receive these AJ Foyt 1/18th die-cast model cars on their doorsteps yesterday afternoon, and our phones were ringing with people telling us how happy they were. And you can't believe how happy that makes us feel when people say, these are wonderful. We want to order another one. We'd like to get two for Christmas. How do we go about, can we still get them? Are there any left? There's about 90 of those cars left. And so we'll have those, and you can easily get them at SprintCarStuff.com online, or just call our museum. If you call our museum store, we're open 7 days a week, and it's a toll-free number at 1-800-874-4488. So if you don't like to get on the computer and order stuff, you can call us. Or if you do like to look at several things when you're shopping, you can always go to that SprintCarStuff.com and order for, it could be for an anniversary, a birthday, an early Christmas present. But if you're wanting one of those AJ Foyt diecast cars, there's only about 90 of them left, and we've sold 310 of them. So they've been really hot, and the people that are just starting to receive them on their doorstep from UPS this week are very happy with them. They're ordering more. So that's a good feeling for us.
Bob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you so much for having us on, Clayne, and hope to see all of your listeners here in Knoxville September 12th, 13th, and 14th for the Knoxville Late Model Nationals.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology. Enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for cheap imitations. Buy Rhino, building the best since 1934. Pull what the pros pull. A Rhino. Check out the full line at rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion AJ Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Skip Pollock from the IMCA Old Timers. And Skip, you have a beautiful 67 Chevelle. What is the history behind this car? How did you obtain it? Where did you find it? And what was the plan when you got it?
This car was built in 2003 by Cal Wells, PPI Racing. It was a Nextel stock car. It was driven by Ricky Craven and Bobby Hamilton Jr., and then he closed his race team down after Daytona, I believe. Then it was sold to an ARCA team out of Wisconsin. Then they sold it to a family that I was working for in the Twin Cities, and it got wrecked down at Newton, Iowa. And it was just stripped down and thrown out behind the shop, the chassis, and it sat there for a couple of years, I don't remember. And finally I said, you know, there ain't that much wrong with this thing. So there was nothing on it. It was just a bare hulk, and it had a Monte Carlo body on it. And I drug it home, put it in the garage, and some friends of mine, we stripped it down to see where it was bent. We found the bent areas. We fixed them. I decided I wanted to build a replica of a Chevelle I had in the late 70s. We stretched the wheelbase on it, and it took about a year and a half to come up with all the parts to put it back to original, i.e. rear end, spindles, hubs, brakes, everything. Got a lot of parts from the used parts from the teams down south. One of the families up here gave me a partial body. We kind of put that on. I got sick, lost interest. It sat for probably five and a half years. Didn't do nothing to it in the garage with a cover on. The family heard that they were going to have this vintage race at the Milwaukee Mile, and they said, finish the car, get rid of it. If you ain't going to finish it, you ain't going to get nothing for it. So in December, I started working on it religiously. And we were putting windows in it the Wednesday night before we were supposed to be there. Hauled it over there, open trailer, which I love. We put like 62 laps on it over there. Practices, we got better, better, better. The driver got better, better, better. I'm emphasizing that because I haven't been in a car in 10 years. Finished in the top five on the big day, and they recorded it as 140 miles an hour. And there's a lot more there. The driver's too rusty. We'll get it eventually, but it ended up running very, very well. The original colors that are on it are from Joe Frazone, originally from Golden Valley, Minnesota. I moved down south in 1975 to work the Winston Cup Series, and these are the colors that were on our cars. So obviously I painted them this way. This is a replica of a 67 Chevelle that I had. The lettering is as close as we can get it. It's all hand lettered, and it's just a blast to drive.
Skip, if they'd like to find out more about this amazing car or being part of an incredible club, the IMCA Old Timers, how can they get a hold of you or find out about your club?
Go on the internet, bring up imcaoldtimers.com. There's a place on there to send messages, etc. We've got some pictures going on there now. Phone numbers, my phone number is on there. If you got questions on how you can do this, what you can run, what these big shows are, when they're at. The next time we're going to run this car is probably at La Crosse for Oktoberfest. And I'm guessing they're going to have 25, 30 vintage cars, full bodies there. And they go really fast. And I just hope I'm not as rusty next time as I was this time.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries, selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586.
The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Extreme!
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Welcome back to a special segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings and Speed. One thing I like talking to you about is cooking and easy ways to cook. And you have a salsa skillet dinner, and you can make everything in one pan. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah, you only got one pan to heat up and one pan to clean. And, you know, if you're out camping and you're all alone, why, you can just sit down and just use that as your also as your serving dish. So makes for a pretty easy way to go, Clayne.
And you can also make a big batch of it if you're tailgating at the races and want to share it with some friends.
Well, that's right. Plus, if you don't want to take the time to do it at the track or at the picnic, you can make a big batch of it, cool it down, and it reheats real well. So, you know, you're covered about any way you want to go with it. For the ingredients, you got 1 pound of ground beef or ground pork, 1 teaspoon of Cookies Flavor Enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, 1/4 cup of chopped onion, 2.5 cups of water, 1 cup Cookies mild or medium salsa, then a 14-ounce package of one of those macaroni and cheese dinners, 11-ounce can of, and I prefer Green Giant, that Mexicorn. It's got a little bit of pepper in it, and drain that. And 1/2 cup of shredded cheese, whatever flavor cheese you want. That's kind of optional anyway. And then 1 green onion chopped up. And what you do is you brown the ground meat and the chopped onion seasoned with Cookies Flavor Enhancer. And then add the water, the salsa, and the macaroni. And stir and you bring that to a boil. And then you reduce the heat to low and just cover it and let it simmer for about 10 minutes until the macaroni is tender. Then you add the Mexicorn and the cheese sauce mix that's in with the box of macaroni. Dump that in with it and cook it for 2 minutes till it's heated through. Then if you want to, it's optional, you can top it then with that 1/2 cup of shredded cheese and that chopped up onion on the top of it. Makes it look nice and adds a little kick to it too with that little bit of onion on it. Just sit down and scoop yourself a bowl full of that and you're in for a tasty treat. And I've also used it like with those scoops tortilla chips. Just made this mix up instead of as a skillet dinner. It makes a pretty tasty dip, too.
Wow, Speed, that sounds delicious. If they want to find out more about your products or recipes, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the best thing, Clayne, is if they just go to cookiesbbq.com and go to our website and pick up these recipes. And if they don't see the recipe there, just feel free to email me direct at Speed, S-P-E-E-D, at cookiesbbq.com, and just tell them you want the salsa skillet dinner recipe, and I'll just email back to them, and then they'll have a copy of the whole recipe with the ingredients and how to make it and everything. But either way, we certainly appreciate them listening to you and I, and you know, some of the mornings are getting a little bit cooler now, and so this salsa skillet dinner makes for a tasty treat.
Speed, thanks for being with us.
Yep, and you can find Cookie's products at all the Hy-Vee and Fairway stores and a lot of other stores. Basically, all the stores should have it. Walmart should have it. But if you don't see it in there, just don't be afraid to ask for the manager and tell them, here's what you want. And if they don't have it on the shelf, they should be able to get it for you.
Do you want your business or event to stand out? Don't purchase another boring batch of pens or refrigerator magnets. Blow your wedding guests or future customers away with a custom-made, unique gift from CS Customs. CS Customs has pricing to meet all budgets, and there is no order too large or small. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Hi, Jeremy here from Owatonna Auto Clinic. We know when it comes to your vehicle maintenance, you have a lot of options. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to find an honest, reliable auto shop. That's where we come in. Locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic, with a commitment to providing our customers with honest, quality service at a reasonable price. Our technology, education, expertise provide you with the best car care imaginable. For an appointment, call 414-AUTO or 414-2886.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
KRA Speedway in Wilmer was racing last Thursday night, August 29th. In the A Modified A Main, Shane Sabraski over Don Eichens. In the B Modifieds, Cole Searing over Brandon Merworth. In the Mod 4s, Jamie Flicklinger over Dean Larson. In the Pure Stocks, Joe Martin over Derek Zizey. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was hosting the USMTS Modified Touring Series last Friday night, August 30th. In the 35-lap A Main, Ryan Gustin over Rodney Sanders. In the USRA B Mods, Tyler Scroggie over Flyin' Ryan Olson. In the Hobby Stocks, Travis Krause over Steve Holthaus. And in the USRA Late Model A Main, Kyle Johnson over Alex Williamson. I-94 Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 30th. In the A-Modifieds, Alex Gothmiller over Don Eichens. In the B-Modifieds, Brandon Kopp over Haley Lee. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Jeff Wildung. In the Economy Late Models, Bryce Schward over Brad Staples. In the Hornets, Corey Merworth over Austin Lammers. And in the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Ryan Palmier. Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota had a two-night event over the Labor Day weekend. In the Outlaw Mini Mod A Main, Ryan Hansel over Bobby Rulo. In the B Modifieds, Ryan Gergen over Kylie Kath. In the Pier Stocks, Jack Paulson over Brandon Shaner. In the Sport Compacts, Blake Dorweiler over Tyler Pearson. In the Street Stocks, AJ Zavorak over Braden Brower. In the USRA B Mods, Matthew Brooks over Scott Demmer. And in the USRA Modifieds, Kevin Stoa over Brandon Davis. The second night at Chateau Speedway, Sunday, September 1st, in the B-Modified A-Main, Ryan Wettstein over Don Schaefer. In the Pure Stocks, Jack Paulson over Brady Kronberg. In the Sport Compacts, Blake Dorweiler over Daniel Knish. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Danny Richards. In the USRA B-Modifieds, Caden Kath over Jaden Larson. And in the Modifieds, Joel Alberts over Joe Horgdahl. The Jackson Motorplex had a three-day event over the Labor Day weekend. Friday night, August 30th, in the 20-lap 360 non-wing sprint car A-Main, Cam Schaefer over Alex Schriever. And in the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Josh Bogman over Lee Gross. Night two at the Jackson Motorplex. In the 360 non-wing sprint car A-Main, Mike Mueller over Johnny Parsons III. And in the 360 winged A-Main, Thomas Kennedy over Josh Bogman. And the final night of the three-night Labor Day weekend special at the Jackson Motorplex, Sunday, September 1st, in the 360 non-wing sprint car A-Main, Mike Mueller over Cam Schaefer, and Johnny Parsons III clinches the Mastel Brothers Touring Series Championship. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Lee Gross over Justin Henderson. Deer Creek Speedway hosted the USMTS United States Modified Touring Series on Saturday night in the 40-lap A-Main. Brandon Davis over Derek Ramirez. In the B-Modifieds, Chris Jackson over Jim Chisholm. And in the USRA Ironman Stock Cars, Mitch Hoofden over Dylan Anderson. Viking Speedway had a two-night Labor Day special Saturday night, August 31st, in the A-Modifieds, Landon Atkinson over Dustin Bitson. In the B-Modifieds, Jason Vandekamp over Justin Froming. In the Dirt Late Models, Jeff Wildung over Mike Balkeen. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Jim Williams. And in the Super Stocks, Brian Hellerman over Dave Moss. Sunday night at Viking Speedway in the A-Mods, Jason Thonas over Zach Johnson. In the B-Modifieds, Jason Vandekamp over Nick Bruder. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Jeff Wildung. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over John Talaxin. Granite City Speedway was also racing Sunday night in the A-Modifieds. Peter Loken over Clayton Wagaman. In the B-Modifieds, Ashley Merworth over Thomas Gill. In the Mod 4s, Justin Pagonis over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Grayson Pratt over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook over Chad Fauquette. Fairmont Raceway was racing on their brand new kart track on Monday, Labor Day, in the Adult Heavy, Travis Hatfield over Travis DeBoer. In the Adult Lights, Joseph Richter over Matt Teague. In the Adult Open, Jeff Sen over Ian Denton. In the Cage Junior, Nixon Hinderscheid over Casey Sparks. In the Junior Lights, Brooke Ulster over Melena Johnson. In the Junior Two Lights, Talon Priestie over Damarian Callahan. And in the Junior Class, Reed Steffen over Carson Anderson. Madison Speedway was racing on Labor Day. In the A-Modified A-Main, Brian Haben over Shane Zabraski. In the B-Modifieds, Brandon Merworth over Cole Searing. In the Economy Late Models, Chris Wilkie over DJ Tesh. In the Sport Compacts, Adam Vanderside over Jacob Aris. In the Stock Cars, Josiah Martin over Josh Griniger. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stocks, Justin Taman over Cole Searing. The UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Car Series was at Greenbush Race Park for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. In the Saturday 25-lap A-Main, Rob Cahoe Jr. over John Luer. And in the Sunday 25-lap A-Main, John Luer over Kaylee Emerson.
Hi, this is Jim Mesgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Mesgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Mesgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Mizgan.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Wolf, former hobby stock driver and now proud sponsor of the number 12 sprint car driven by Johnny Parsons III. And I listen to The Dirt Show.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.